Benvenuti, welcome everyone to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Ciao, my name is Marco.
Marco, we have got a lesson today all about age. How old are you?
25. Mm. 24, almost 25.
Oh.
So, ma quanti anni hai?
That is a good question, and I'm not answering your question. Because we're going to talk about how that is a cultural point and can be very rude in certain places and certain times. So, I'm going to leave you with this. You can guess my age, and if you can guess it by the end of the show, I'll tell you for sure. We do have a dialogue coming up three times. This dialogue
37.
Is...
37. Hmm? Yeah, the dialogue.
This dialogue is going to be played for you three times. It's about age. So, keep this phrase in mind. Quanti anni hai? How many years do you have? So, how old are you?
Dialogue, first time.
Quanti anni hai?
Secondo te?
Non so, 32?
Ma come 32 anni? Ne ho 24!
Dialogue, second time.
Quanti anni hai?
Secondo te?
Non so, 32?
Ma... come 32 anni? Ne ho 24!
Dialogue, third time.
Quanti anni hai?
Secondo te?
Non so... 32?
Ma come 32 anni? Ne ho 24!
Okay, so we are back, and now I think we should go through some of the things that are going on in this dialogue. We'll talk about them after we translate line by line.
Quanti anni hai?
How many years do you have?
Quanti anni hai?
How old are you?
Quanti anni hai? Secondo te?
According to you?
Secondo te?
What do you think?
Secondo te? Non so, 32?
I don't know. 32?
Non so. 32?
I don't know. 32?
Non so, 32? Ma come 32 anni? Ne ho 24.
But how would I have 32 years? I only have 24.
Ma come 32 anni? Ne ho 24.
32? I'm 24.
Ma come 32 anni? Ne ho 24.
What a faux pas there. That was an embarrassing embarrassing conversation. And I imagine I've had that conversation before where I've guessed someone's age and been so off that I just want to run and like put my head in the sand.
And this dialogue sounded like a bit of a date or something, no?
I know. So we've got these this man and woman, they don't know each other very well. And what a conversation to have, you know, not off on the right foot on this date, I think. But
sometimes, you know, you forget to switch on the filters in your mind and you just say it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and obviously he just had no clue how old she was and guessed and was way off. So. But I do think that there's a lot of really valuable vocabulary and some really interesting and important phrases in this dialogue, and I'd like to talk about them now so we can give our users some tools.
Quanti anni hai?
This is a phrase. It means literally, how many years do you have? So the word I, H-A-I, I, means you have. But this is a fixed phrase. We'll just treat it as such. So we've got a phrase that means, how old are you? And this is always how we're going to be saying, how old are you? So, quanti anni hai?
Quanti anni hai?
How old are you? And so that's the question that's posed by this guy. And the woman's response is...
Secondo te?
Secondo te. This literally means, in your opinion? Or, what do you think?
Yeah, and this is a great phrase because you can use it with you, according to me, my opinion, in his opinion. So you just change the pronoun, right?
Secondo te, secondo us.
Yeah, secondo me, this is like this. Secondo te, what do you think?
So, secondo te, is today beautiful weather or not?
I have no idea. We're in the studio.
Well, there's a window. So, secondo te is a great way to ask someone's opinion or you could say our next key phrase then. If you don't know the answer to a question, secondo te, he says...
Non so.
Non so. So, let's go backwards in this while we're talking about what it means. So, like the English word so. So means I know.
So.
So. So. how old Marco is. I know how old Marco is. Or
I told you.
If he hadn't told me though, we would just say non so. I don't know. So non so. I have no idea.
For example, I non so how old Catherine is. No, and then she says in the end, ma come 32 anni?
Come 32 anni. So here we've got a number, 32. And remember, in Italian, how we say bigger numbers is fairly simple. 32, 24. All right, we don't have to say and or anything. So how could I be 32 years old? Come 32? That's so many. So come means how. But in this sense, it's more like, how could I be 32 years old? Come 32 anni?
Yes. And she says, ne ho 24.
And what does ne here mean?
It means the years.
Years. So we're talking about something that's already been mentioned. So
because we don't want to repeat years many times. She says, come 32 anni?
And ne ho.
Instead of saying again, ho 24 anni, she says, ne ho 24.
All right. So she's saying ne here means years. Ne ho 24.
So it's just a pronoun in order not to repeat one word that we just said 1 second ago.
So let's hear that last sentence again.
Ma come 32 anni? Ne ho 24.
So how could I have 32 years? I only have 24 is the literal translation. But how could I be 32 years old? Look at me, I'm 24.
She was very mature looking.
Or he just does not get it. I don't know. Or she's lying. We probably won't know. But let's go back to this dialogue. We'll listen to it 3 more times now that we've talked about everything going on in it.
And later we can go back. We can come back and have a discussion about Catherine's age.
Oh, great.
Dialogue, first time.
Quanti anni hai?
Secondo te?
Non so, 32?
Ma come 32 anni? Ne ho 24!
Dialogue, second time.
Quanti anni hai?
Secondo te?
Non so, 32?
Ma come 32 anni? Ne ho 24!
Dialogue, third time.
Quanti anni hai?
Secondo te?
Non so, 32?
Ma come 32 anni? Ne ho 24!
I would like to ask you, Marco, if...
Yes.
Asking a woman's age in Italy is as rude or can be as rude as it is in other cultures.
Okay, I have to tell you the truth. It's a rude thing to do, usually, unless you're in a friendly relationship or, you know, usually it's rude. It's considered rude.
Is it rude to ask a man?
No, I don't think so. Unless, no. Oh, no,
okay.
There's no unless.
So... Your recommendation for people who are visiting Italy or people who are having conversations with Italians is not to ask a woman's age unless you know her very well, yeah?
Yeah, my recommendation is not to ask directly. Mm-hmm. You can go and look for some hints. Like, well, you said that you went to Turkey 15 years ago. How old? You must have been very young when you went there.
You're slick. You have ways of finding these things out well.
That's why I know that Catherine is 37. But so
I'm
yeah,
not, I'm no.
Don't ask the age directly to a woman.
Okay.
It's rude.
All right. So that's very valuable cultural insight from our in-house Italian. And remember that the phrases that we want you to take away from today's lessons have to do with age. So this first one, quanti anni hai? How old are you? Quanti anni hai?
Quanti anni hai?
All right.
Okay. Io. We answer. Io ho 24 anni. And you answer.
Io ho. Secondo te?
37?
No.
42?
No.
28?
No.
When you went to Greece, you said you were very young.
Nice try. So I think we're going to leave it at that for today. Marco, you can keep guessing, but we are going to encourage you, I think, to leave messages on our website, italianpod.com. And if you have any questions or comments,
you can write an email at italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
All right. So check that out and email us.
And tell us about your age, unless you are a girl. So I didn't ask.
Okay. Ciao tutti.
Ciao.